Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Celebrating 8 years is radio's small business superhero. He's a syndicated radio host, syndicated columnist, author of two books, and all-around nice guy.
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. It's my pleasure to continue to be part of your day, and it's like a dream come true for me, and I know it is for you, too. And if you just tuned in, welcome aboard. You're going to be glad you did, because Ramon Ray is with us. Ramon is an outstanding member of our Brain Trust. He is the author of Technology Solutions for Growing Businesses. Many of you have read his articles in a number of publications in print and online, because he's out there. He's everywhere, and he's our good friend. Ramon, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you so much. I'm excited, and I'm happy to be here. Always good to talk to you.
It's good to have you back, as always. What's the news? What's the news in the area of technology for small business?
You know, Jim, 2 weeks ago, the Wall Street Journal had an article telling small businesses that they don't need websites.
What?
And yes, they did.
Correct. I missed that somehow.
I'll have to send it to you.
What was it? A couple weeks ago?
I will tell you in a few minutes. It had to be about.
I was on the road. I've been on the road for most of April, so I might have missed it. I read the journal every day, but I missed that one.
No more than a week ago in the marketplace section. I just want your audience to know that is not true. They interviewed a few small businesses who said, you know what, it's not worth it for me to create a website. I don't need one, and they went on and on and on. But as you, I assume, know, websites are critical, and I hate to go back to such a fundamental topic, but, you know, if it was in the Wall Street Journal, I just felt to tell you.
Whoever said that is it's hogwash. It's hogwash.
Absolutely.
It's baloney, and I can think of a few other terms to use, but this is a family show, Ramon.
Indeed.
And here's what I would say, and I'm talking, folks, I don't care whether you're a dry cleaner. I don't care if you've got a roadside vegetable stand like Bill Schley and I were just talking about. I don't care what you're doing. Do you have a phone number? Do you have a cell phone? Do you have a listing in the phone book? Do you have an address where you get your mail? If you have any of those things, and even one customer and one prospect, just two people,
exactly.
You need a website.
Exactly. And I mean, you know, so there were some of the points they had mentioned were that it costs too much, or that it's confusing, or that, as you said, that I don't
where
see
did
the
this
need for
come?
It.
What is how what color is the sky in the world these people live in, Ramon?
I don't know what color it is, Jim. I don't. When I read
holy
it, I
mackerel,
it.
Are they live in Bizarro World or something?
It must be. Because in this day and age, I think especially as many of the technology companies, search engines especially, are giving more local traffic, I think it's even more important, as you said, whether you have a hot dog stand, people are now going online to find out businesses to go to, whether it's retail or online.
I go, I mean, not only do I, but I think more and more people do their shopping online.
Absolutely.
Never mind. Now, when I say shopping, I just mean who has what. Is it worth my time to drive? See, Ramon, this is something that I've been talking about for a long time. If small business owners want to excel in the 21st century, one of the new things they have to do, and this is new, this is 21st century stuff. They have to save their customers time.
Exactly.
And the way you save me time is to help me not drive across town to find out if you have what I need. And of course, I could pick up the phone. But if last night I was sitting with my laptop in my lap and I knew I needed something today, when you're closed, I can't call you anyway. If I could go to your website and find out that you don't sell what I need,
correct,
or that you do sell what I need, then it's very helpful. It doesn't cost that much, does it?
No, you're right. And to that point, Jim, I'll read you one of the lines that the article says. It says, upon request, and it quotes one of the contributors in this article, upon request, Mrs. So-and-so will email class schedules to her customers, but that's the extent of her online endeavors. So as you said, you know, if this person had a website, there'd be no need to wait for requests to come in for class schedules. It would already be online.
Yes, exactly.
You could already subscribe to a feed, as you have your blog.
Exactly.
Say, hey, I want to receive a class schedule every time it's changed, or whatever your business is.
Right.
So definitely every small business needs a website to save time, to save money, to enhance the relationship for their customers.
Well, and you know, you can put up a template type of website,
right?
Almost for nothing. In fact, there are people out there that if you will allow them to host your site, they'll build you a little site for I mean, just enough to get your address up there, store opening hours, and maybe even a small catalog of what you sell, probably for the price of hosting the site.
Correct. It's not hard.
Which
to
could
at
be
all.
What is that? $20-$30 a month for a little.
Yeah, or less. Depends if you want e-commerce, $20-$40 a month. But if you just want a simple site, $10 a month will do it. You know,
$10
just a digital brochure.
Okay, so here's the deal, Ramon. You and I are going to find the person who wrote the article. And we're going to have them arrested. That's all there's to it. These people have got to be taken out. We're going to take that guy down.
That sounds good to me.
20 till. We're very tolerant around here, aren't we, Ramon? 20 till the hour. We're going to be right back with our good friend Ramon Ray. He's the author of Technology Solutions for Growing Businesses. Stay with us. I'm Jim Blassingame.
This whole world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face. I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, and I've got some new stuff there. Ramon, would you stop for a moment and help me launch something on my show right now?
Absolutely, I'd love to.
You know, as you know, Ramon, you're the guy to help me talk about this. As you know, people have been able to hear my show on the internet, not only live, but they can hear the whole 2 hours replayed, but also. We have thousands of archives, individual files of individual interviews up on the show, on the site.
Right.
But because we've been doing this since 1998, when the only player out there at the time was Real Player, we got committed to that player, and then it's what we had to do.
Right.
But now, as of today, literally, Ramon, if you go to my website and you want to listen, it doesn't matter whether you have Real Player or Windows or iPod or whatever. It doesn't matter. Whatever your computer defaults to as an MP3 player, you can listen to my show without having to go get anything new.
Congratulations. And this launches
Thank
today.
You. That's as of we're launching it. We flipped over the weekend. It's launched today. And not only that, Ramon, but you can download your interview or any other one. Let's say you heard somebody else talking about something that you wanted to take with you. You can literally drag that interview you can click on a radio button on that interview,
right,
and it'll download it into your iPod. It'll download into any other player that you have, and you can burn a CD off it. You can take it with you. You can put it in your iPod, and Merry Christmas. It's yours.
I think this is a big boon for your audience, Jim, because many people may not be able to listen to it on demand or may not be able to listen to it on the site, but now they can download this and have it in their car, have it on their waist, in their iPod,
exactly,
whatever it is.
They've always been able to listen to it on demand, at least since 1998.
Right.
But they've never been. It's never been portable.
Correct.
Because we automate it, and it has to be. You have to be able to do it in a stable platform where you can automate it in a stable way.
Right.
And it's only recently that we've been able to develop. And it's our technology, by the way. We've been able to develop this thing so that we can make it happen. So ladies and gentlemen, whatever we have now, you can take it with you. And Ramon, this is very. This is Web 2.0, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think more and more small businesses actually should take your lead and see what they can do on their own sites. Maybe they have content. Maybe they're selling shoes or selling water, scissors, you know, their local doctor's office. Maybe they should start considering, wow, should we have audio for our own audiences? Maybe it's a bit too far for some of your audience, but I think it's something they should consider for sure.
Well, you know, a lot of people might not be good at writing. You know, we talk about putting content on websites.
Right.
And by the way, folks, you know, I think Ramon and I put to bed the lie that was published in the Wall Street Journal that you don't have to have websites. I think we got that all out of everyone's system now. So now that you have your website, which Ramon and I agree that you must have.
Indeed.
You know, we talk about getting content on your website so you make it fresh and everything. Maybe somebody wouldn't feel they don't know how to put things in writing to sit down at a typewriter or a computer and write something down. But maybe if you visited with them, they could just talk to you about how to plant rose bushes.
Correct.
or how to get the most out of some other product or instructions on how to put something together. Maybe if they could just talk about it and somebody could record them talking about it, you could put that up on the website.
Absolutely. It's not very hard to do. I mean, some people may not want to do it themselves, but I think it's worth it to consider that, because maybe you can, as you said, Jim, maybe you can't type the best, but imagine once a month as a start being able to share your experiences that you had, going back to the flower example and how to plant a rose bush for the summer or spring, whatever the season is to do that. Your customers who are in their cars, who are jogging, could listen to it.
Well, and also, and it makes your site a multimedia site.
Correct.
You actually get to say, I have a multimedia site.
It's funny, I was at Home Depot a few weeks ago, and I heard on the, you know, the over-air radio, the PA system, if you've created a product with Home Depot equipment, feel free to make a video of it and upload it to our site. And I was just amazed how such a, you know, in Home Depot, regular tools and stuff, but the Web 2.0 was catching on everywhere, how to add interactivity, how to make media come alive.
Well, there's no question about it, and this is leading us to what one of my Brain Trust members a couple of weeks ago called Web 3.0, believe it or not, Ramon, and that's where they use the term for the figures that they're using in
page views and
no yeah views? Well, there's a figure that they use. What's the animated person, what's the term?
Avatar.
For avatar, right?
Yes.
Avatars,
yes.
And literally where you could go onto someone's website and there would be a diagram of the store.
Yes.
Of how the store looked, and you could go there, and there would be somebody on the other end, a real person, who would be represented by a little character. You'd come into the store as a character, and they would walk you around the store literally in real time.
Second Life.
And
that's
yes,
another tool. Yeah, Second Life.
Exactly. And they would pop up. Okay, now in this corner we have this product, and there would be a little window that would pop up, and it would show you what that was, and you could literally decide, maybe they could demonstrate the equipment, and you could do all that online, never have to go in.
And I would just want to caution your customers, though, it's a good thing to consider, but always I say, look at your audience, look at who your customers are.
But my point, exactly, but see, I'm not encouraging people to do that. I'm just saying, if they are doing Web 1.0 stuff,
yeah. right,
and your
right,
competitors
right.
are looking at Web 3.0 stuff, You're getting behind.
Absolutely.
And that's the reason why the article about you don't need a website is a bunch of baloney. Because that's Web 1.0, isn't it?
And we're going to arrest the author of the article.
Exactly. We're going to have him arrested. We're putting out an APB on that guy right now. Technology Solutions for Growing Businesses. That's Ramon Ray's book. It's wherever books are sold, and it is very good. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Ramon Ray. Ramon is the author of Technology Solutions for Growing Businesses. Ramon, give us your website, please.
Thank you, Jim. Small Biz, it's BIZ, smallbiztechnology.com.
Where would an article that you've written be featured currently where somebody could find it?
Everything is on smallbiztechnology.com. All the content is written by myself.
Yeah, but you write for other publications, too.
Oh, that's right, yes. On Entrepreneur Magazine, they can go there, and they'll see on Entrepreneur.com, look in the technology section.
Yeah.
Inc.com, they'll find in technology section, or New York Enterprise Report, which is a nice magazine based in New York.
Hey, talk about some great publications, folks. That's why you know that we have Ramon Ray as one of our top technology guys. We no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for my audience. Ramon, you know, the thing that we got to get across to small business owners, and as you know, so many of them, most of them, are doing a great job of keeping up with technology.
Absolutely.
But understanding, small business owners can't afford to be in technology, to use technology just for the sake of technology. It's got to be something that's useful. But the thing is if you don't stay current as much as possible with the technology that's out there, you're going to become uncompetitive eventually, aren't you?
100%, absolutely. And I think one thing to do that, Jim, really, I'm not saying because I'm on your show, but I think that if you find a media, whether it's Inc. Magazine, Entrepreneur, your show, that covers a broad range, that's not all technology, but that does cover technology, mm-hmm. that's one of the best ways I found. Myself, I'm a total geek. So, you know, I have 99 subscriptions to CNET and Geek This and Geek That. But if you're a regular small business person, don't worry about the 99,000 small, you know, technology sites. Pick a few that cover everything, but that do cover technology, as your show does. And I think that's one of the best ways. Because if you're listening to, you know, Small Business Advocate, you're going to hear about e-commerce. You're going to hear about websites.
Well, exactly, and I appreciate that. No, what we try to do is not just talk about technology, but how small businesses can leverage technology.
Absolutely.
That's the key, isn't it? It's a tool. I mean, a computer is nothing much more than a fancy wheel.
Jim, and that's the most thing I think people can learn about technology. You take a marker to a baby, your walls will be totally screwed up. You give a marker to an artist, they will have a beautiful masterpiece. Technology,
right.
As I say in my book, it's a tool to grow your business, bottom line.
Mm-hmm. That's the way to think about it. Do you agree with me when I say never let a customer touch your technology unless there's something in it for them?
Correct. Absolutely. I agree with that 100%. I think that when you're evaluating technology, it's important to say to yourself, you know what? What am I going to get out of this at the end of the day? Is it going to what's the return on investment? You wouldn't think of buying a copy machine. You wouldn't think about buying another building, you know, changing your lease, hiring an employee, unless you knew why you were doing it, what the benefit would be to you or to others. And technology is no different than that.
Well, and you know, one of the things that sometimes you can train your customers to use your technology, especially if it's to your advantage for them to use it, but do something for them. I'll give you an example. The airline industry, one of the ways they got people to use their kiosks and to get buy tickets online is they gave people extra miles if they bought online.
Correct.
It motivated people to do that. There was something in it for them.
And going to that point, I think depending on the price point of what you're selling, and this may be a far-out idea, Jim, imagine buying a 10, you know, $99 iPods or whatever the brand may be and giving them to some of your premium customers and saying, hey, listen, here's an iPod for you. You can listen to my monthly or my weekly podcast on your iPod now. So, you know, maybe that's not the perfect example, but an idea of seeding the market, of helping your customers understand the added value that the technology you're investing in is for them.
Well, what about if you did this? What if you said, okay, go to our website and before you come to our store,
mm-hmm.
and get the number. There'll be a new number on our website every day. You can get your technology guys to rotate a number every day.
Mm-hmm.
Get a technology number. Bring that number in. Tell us what that number is for today. Or for yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and we'll give you a 5% discount on everything.
I love it. It's something I didn't even think of.
That's what I'm here for, Ramon.
I like that idea.
I'm not just a pretty face, Ramon. You know, I have ideas. But
well,
that way you can get them to incorporate.
Yes.
It gets them to use your website, and back to your original point, Ramon, your website doesn't have to be fancy. In fact,
correct.
The fancy ones that win awards are often the ones that nobody wants to use.
Correct, absolutely.
So it just needs to be useful, doesn't it?
And it does, Jim. And I think the idea you gave though is so important. I mean, I'm probably going to write about it in a few minutes on my
website. It's okay.
But adding just a number and having people go to the site and using it as a tool. I mean, that's an awesome idea. I love that idea.
Wow. And you can use it and just remember the last name spelled with one S.
Thank you.
No, that's yours. You can use it. Merry Christmas. You can act like you thought of it. Hey,
no,
Ramon, thank you for being here. Give us your website again, please.
Thank you, Jim. Smallbiztechnology.com. Every day, your audience can find technology tips for their businesses.
It's a good site, folks, and the book is too, Technology Solutions for Growing Businesses. Ramon Ray, whatever Ramon says is good. Ramon, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.